With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate is gearing up for a confirmation vote on President Trump's nominee for National Intelligence Director. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley says Tulsi Gabbard is well qualified.
Gabbard's job will be simply to make sure that the intelligence community is able to provide the best, unbiased information to help President Trump make the proper decision.
The confirmation vote was originally planned for yesterday, but a snowstorm upended the schedule. The vote had to be moved to today. President Trump is vowing to abide by any court decisions that would block his administration's actions.
After just 3 weeks in office, the president is facing a long list of legal challenges to his executive orders. He's unhappy that federal judges have temporarily blocked his agenda, but says he will follow judicial decisions.
Well, I always abide by the courts, and then I'll have to appeal it. But then what he's done is he slowed down the momentum.
Last weekend, however, Vice President Vance claimed that judges aren't allowed to control the president's legitimate power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When it comes to the work of DOJ, a panel charged by President Trump with streamlining government and ending wasteful spending, Elon Musk says there is nothing draconian about it. He says it's simply a matter of common sense. Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel is back home, freed from a Russian prison under a deal negotiated by President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Fogel arrested in 2021 for possessing a small amount of medical marijuana. The January inflation report, the Consumer Price Index, came in hotter than expected, and that sent Wall Street lower this morning. The Dow is down along with the NASDAQ and the S&P. This is SRN News. A battle over so-called conversion therapy in Missouri.
Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit against Kansas City and Jefferson County on behalf of several Christian counselors. Both entities have passed laws barring mental health professionals from helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle and transgenderism. ADF spokesman Brian Niehart says, quote, "The First Amendment protects every American's freedom to speak and listen. These are some of the most fundamental elements that go into counseling." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The Russian-led boxing body cites an executive order on transgender athletes issued by President Trump to justify the criminal complaints. This is SRN News. Big losses from the Southern California wildfires spell red ink for a state insurance fund.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Heavy snow and freezing rain caused hundreds of crashes in Virginia, left tens of thousands of residents in the dark as the Central Appalachians and parts of the Mid-Atlantic states brace for heavy rains. The National Weather Service says more than a foot of snow fell in 24 hours in Iron Gate, Virginia, as of last night. More details, SRNNews.com.